we're back. Who's talking? Hobo, Frank, and Michael. We're going to immediately go to Frank with the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
Easy choice this week. Men's football game versus the Dukies. Early in the third quarter, Duke's offense had reached midfield. Their quarterback dropped back to pass, was pressured by defensive end Cam Johnson with a hand in the face. He fired a pass towards the UVA bench, and Wahoo cornerback, fourth yearman Chase Minifield, stepped in front of it and intercepted the ball and returned it for a huge touchdown. I think it was 54 yards. Big pick six, and immediately seized the momentum for the Cavalier football team. Apparently, Duke's football coach was still mad over that play because he kept yelling at Minifield. And then later he yelled at Coach London post-game. And that's not going to endear him with UVA fans anytime soon.
Kind of sets up the game next year in Durham.
Can't wait. I might actually go down for that one.
Yeah, Michael Tusky, go ahead with the Olympic update.
All right, quickly tonight, the Virginia men's soccer team is now 12-7-1 after a tough 1-0 loss in overtime to number one seed North Carolina in the ACC semifinals on Friday evening in Cary, North Carolina. The season continues, however, as Virginia earned an at-large berth to the 2011 NCAA tournament, where they will face the Delaware Blue Hens tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in Charlottesville. The winner of the game will travel to Los Angeles to face the number 13 seed UCLA Bruins on Sunday night in the second round. This year's NCAA tournament marks the 31st consecutive year that UVA has been selected to participate, which is the longest active streak in the nation. The number 8 Virginia women's soccer team has already won its first round game in the NCAA tournament by blanking the Long Island Blackbirds 2-0 on Friday night in Charlottesville. Next, the Cavaliers will host the second and third rounds of the tournament this weekend at Klockner Stadium, as number 3 seed Texas A&M will face Virginia Tech at 4 p.m. Friday, and the number 2 seed Virginia will face Washington State at 7 p.m. in the second round. The winners will then face off in the third round on Sunday at 1 p.m.
All right, predictions, gentlemen. Why don't I go down the list here? North Carolina, Virginia Tech tomorrow night in Blacksburg. Frank?
Possibly an upset. Carolina beat them 2 years ago there, and maybe that's going to happen again. Virginia needs it. I'm not cheering against Tech. I am cheering for Carolina because I'd like to see both Virginia and Virginia Tech with two losses in the conference.
So was that a North Carolina or a
picking,
Virginia?
Picking Tar Heels.
Picking Tar Heels. I'm picking Hokies. Right. Georgia Tech, Duke.
Georgia Tech, no doubt.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, Maryland, Wake Forest, if anybody cares.
Wake Forest.
Wake.
Wake. Clemson, NC State.
Clemson will crush them.
Tigers.
Yeah, I go with Clemson on that one. Miami and South Florida.
Tough game, toss up. You know, maybe Miami.
Hurricanes.
Boston College and Notre Dame in the Jesuit Bowl.
it's at Notre Dame. I'm going with the Fighting Irish.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, definitely Notre Dame, Boston College. And then the big one on Saturday night, Florida State and Virginia.
ESPN2. I'm going to pick the Wahoos first-time victory ever in Tallahassee, and I'm going to say 24-21 Cavaliers.
I'm going to be the bad guy. Florida State 30, UVA 24.
Like Al Michaels, I believe in miracles. I'm picking the Wahoos.
All right, next week's show. We have former UVA running back Antonio Rice. We've got outstanding UVA wrestling coach Steve Garland. And we've also got, most likely, Ortho Virginia's Jody Smith and the Sabres' Chris Wright coming in. It should be a power pack show. Stay tuned to promotions about when the show will air because of some basketball conflicts.
Yeah,
we might be on earlier, like at 5 or 5:30.
Yeah, because of the Virginia Tech game up in Madison Square Garden. So go Hoos this weekend. We'll talk to you next Wednesday night.
Go Hoos. Beat the Noles.